My co-host is back. Sit right on my keyboard, huh? What's up, friends? Happy Saturday. Happy October. October 1st. Now you can get your pumpkin spice stuff out and not feel bad about it. So, recording this video here just to talk about some current events stuff, what's going on in the news. Got a little catching up to do because I haven't uploaded anything since like Monday. And I really haven't posted much on any social media platform this week just because I felt like dookie, to be honest. Last weekend, a week ago, I burned my fingers on a lawnmower. So that was pretty bad for a couple of days. They were blistered pretty bad, but they're doing all right now. And then the last two, three days, I've just had some bad fever. Luckily, no coughing or vomiting or sneezing, but body aches. My low back, my head has been aching, bad fevers as well. So I don't know. I've been fighting something off. Feeling better today, feeling good enough to record this video here. And then on Monday, I'm going to be live streaming on Monday. I'll feel better by then. And also, heads up, tomorrow in my Telegram VIP group, so if you're subscribed to Locals or me on Substack or JordanSather.tv, you get access to a VIP Telegram group. And then tomorrow I'll be doing an exclusive voice chat in that Telegram group. So if you want access, go support me somewhere and let me know, and I'll get you in that Telegram group, and you can join it. So anyway, guys, in this video, we're going to be talking about, yes, the Nord Stream pipeline horseshit situation. We've got, deep state powers trying to blame Russia, and then Putin saying some crazy stuff about Satanists in the West in an address the other day. So a lot of stuff going on with that situation. I want to roll through. And then I want to touch on Coolio's death as well. You know, I don't like to go overboard conspiracy theorist and think everything that's going on in the world is some crazy conspiracy situation. But when it comes to Coolio's death, due to some stuff he was saying earlier this year, just a few months ago, it actually looks pretty suspicious, Coolio's death. So we'll touch on that. Also, Seth Rich. We got some developments in the Seth Rich situation. A judge demanding that the FBI disclose some documents they have about Seth Rich, which within like 2 weeks. So we've got Durham's court case starting against Danchenko in a couple weeks. We've got Seth Rich docs coming out from the FBI as ordered. We've got Elon Musk's court case against Twitter. We've got a lot coming just within the next few weeks. October is going to be pretty nutso, right before midterms, of course, next month. So I'm here for it. All right, guys, let's get to it. Today's sponsor for this video is Noble Gold Investments. You can beat the inflation virus by protecting yourself with investments in precious metals like gold and silver. Noble Gold has physical coins you can have delivered right to your door, and they offer retirement account investments as well, like 401ks, IRAs, and the like. Plus, this month, they're giving away a beautiful 10th of an ounce gold coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can download their free investment guide and give them a call on the phone to learn more. You'll be glad you did. All right, friends, let's get into it. Starting off with the Nord Stream pipeline, one of the most obvious false flags of all false flags that I've ever friggin' seen. And these mainstream media clowns are trying to blame Russia, as if Russia has a motive in blowing up their own pipeline when they could just shut it off. But that's exactly what they're doing. John Brennan going on to CNN. He went on for a primetime segment, video format, and then CNN goes and releases this article titled "European Security Officials Observed Russian Navy Ships in Vicinity of Nord Stream Pipeline Leaks." All right. So John Brennan does a segment on CNN essentially blaming the Russians. Then CNN releases this article using John Brennan's video clip as their title video. And one of the authors, see here, three chicks authored this article. One of them, that middle name, Natasha Bertrand. That's freaking John Brennan's publicist. John Brennan's freaking publicist. And then she puts John Brennan's video as the title video of this article. Oh, it's so horseshit. And then in this article, the MSM, not just CNN, but they all do this, right? New York Times, Washington Post, they did exactly what they always do or always don't do, which is source anybody's freaking names. So many anonymous sources familiar with the matter. According to two Western intelligence officials and one other source familiar with the matter, one of the intelligence officials said, Officials. Not a name. Not a freaking name. Ipso facto, it's bullshit. It's freaking bullshit. And speaking of Navy, right? Okay, we have former CIA director, liar-in-chief Brennan, and fake-ass news CNN all blaming it on the Russian Navy. Meanwhile, this little factoid is going viral. How about this little detail that the 6th Fleet of the U.S. Navy was just in the exact same region as the Nord Stream explosion just a few months ago, doing training on the use of underwater drones? The U.S. Navy, the 6th Fleet, was just in the exact same spot a couple of months back. And then last month, the English Navy, the Royal Navy, they were training Ukrainians how to hunt for mines with underwater drones, basically underwater explosive techniques. So, yeah, let's blame it on the Russian Navy, when whose navies have actually been in the region, provably. Meanwhile, Putin ain't having it. He gave an address just yesterday, and he directly accused, quote, Anglo-Saxon powers of blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines. Interesting choice of words, Anglo-Saxons, but basically the European white man. And Joe Biden, right? Friggin' deep state, what have you. But that wasn't the biggest thing that he said. This was kind of the shocker. And the one that, of course, deep state media is going after him for. Putin decries U.S. Satanism. Yeah, they're calling it a bizarre speech. Putin decried Satanism in the U.S., referring to transgender issues, saying, quote, the repression of freedom is taking on the outlines of a reverse religion of real Satanism, adding that the open attitudes toward gender identity are a denial of man and denial of woman. Just denial of gender in general, right? That is, that's a doozy, isn't it? That is a doozy. And you gotta love how they're trying to say, oh, Putin is talking like a conservative. They got nothing. All right, and on to Ukraine. So this is last minute dealio, although many out there are theorizing that Ukraine has already been a part of NATO secretly for a little while now. Now they're just waiting for the right time to announce it. And with Putin trying to annex those parts of Ukraine, might be kind of forcing Ukraine to push up their timeline for announcing this thing, or just trying to apply for NATO membership regardless. But there we go. Ukraine applying for NATO membership, ruling out Putin talks. Smart choice there, Zelensky. Whatever will get you those billions and billions of dollars, right? Billions and billions of buckaroos. And on the topic of the Nord Stream pipeline, kind of back to that, that's going to cause all kinds of issues. I mean, whoever really did it, deep state being a very general term, but CIA involvement, MI5 or MI6, one of those, whichever one the, you know, does the foreign ops or Mossad or who knows, right? Corporate contractor, mercenaries. They're kind of throwing Germany under the bus, like saying, screw Germany. They don't need energy. It's more important that Putin man bad, like Russia man bad. They need to win this proxy war is more important than the millions and millions of people in Germany who are going to be a little cold. They're going to be a little cold this winter without natural gas. That, or they're going to be paying out the ass to pay for that gas. And then we have this report saying that Europe is bracing for mobile network blackouts. So Europe, you stay safe, guys. You stay safe out there with your energy and communications and all of that jazz. So pretty interesting stuff going on there. All right, hurricane in Florida. Gosh, what a mess. What a freaking mess. And I think it's like a Category 1 storm, I think, but now it's going through the Carolinas. It kind of went across the Florida panhandle and out into the Atlantic and stayed strong a little bit. Now it's going up into the Carolinas. So, yeah, just what a freaking mess. And, of course, the left wing out there is trying to politicize it as much as they can. Just horrible situation. And then freaking Joe Biden during his press conference doing what Joe Biden does and just wandering off. Wandering off the wrong direction. And then the FEMA spokesperson had to kind of corral him in, get him to go the other way. He went the wrong way off the stage. Oh, good God. And Joe Biden's just, you know, his absolute batshit nature is finally making some big names speak out against him, you know. Kind of pussy that they didn't do it earlier because, oh, reputation. But Joe Rogan finally saying that having Biden in office is effing dangerous. Obviously, right? He gets the No Shit Sherlock Award of the day. But thankfully, this is going to reach millions and millions of his viewers. And they're going to, you know, be inclined to agree with Joe Rogan because that's why they listen to him. So, hey, all right. Should have said this years ago, but finally. So, I'm all right with that. And onward now to Seth Rich. So, this is from Technofog, his Substack article. He was writing about a federal judge ordering the production of Seth Rich's laptop. The FBI, quote-unquote, improperly withheld the laptop under the Freedom of Information Act, and the FBI must produce the laptop within 14 days. So 14 days from the production of this article, I think, is the 12th. Either the 12th or the 13th, depending on if they count the start day or the end day or just business days or what have you. But basically, second week of October, we're going to be expecting the laptop from the FBI. FBI must produce it. I don't know if this means they must produce the laptop without classifications. Could just be a bunch of pages of black. But we'll see how much they classify. But shoot, 2 weeks, man. And again, this is around the same time we get John Durham's court case against Danchenko starting, which I think is the 11th. So 11th, Durham's court case. One or two days after that, Seth Rich laptop. And then a few days after that, we got Elon Musk and Twitter lawsuit. So the second and third weeks of October are going to be spicy. They're going to be spicy. And on that note, right, false flag watch. Yeah, at least, especially in America, right? Stay frosty, friends. You know, be on the lookout for any mass shootings, shit. Something that would make all the Antifers and Black Lives Matters people come out of their Soros woodsheds. So be careful out there, guys. Next subject, let's talk Coolio. So Coolio's death, I'm highlighting this post from Pepe Lives Matter. He posted this on Telegram the other day, said, "Look what I found. Coolio was planning on exposing the industry, and he told his confidants that he was afraid what they might do to his family, and this was in April of this year." Here is a Rumble link to it. Pepe Lives Matter posted it on his Rumble channel, but this was a podcast called Hip Hop Uncensored Podcast, and that's exactly what Coolio was saying. He was saying that, quote, some big top hats in the industry were coming at Coolio asking him for sex. Like, we're talking guys. They were coming at him talking about child trafficking. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of heard this from names before. You know, especially the musicians who were popular 20 years ago, and now they're kind of washed up, but because they don't have contracts anymore or career anymore, they're more open to talking about it because they don't care about reputation or selling albums. So, but yeah, you know, shoot. This is definitely something in the music industry, right? They will Avicii you, or they will Chester Bennington you, or they will Nipsey Hussle you, right? Or they'll Coolio you. Coolio did not Jeffrey Epstein himself. So yeah, sounded like Coolio. This was a few months ago. He was on that podcast saying those things. So did they get him? Damn good question. All right, guys, a few more things, and then we'll wrap this one up. Kind of a quick video. Washington Post, man. Trying to gaslight the shit out of you to accepting the recession. And they've actually changed the headline of this article, too. So the headline was, this was on Wednesday or Thursday. When they printed it, it said, 7 ways a recession could be good for you financially. 7 ways a recession could be good for you financially. So literally the value of everything is going down, but it's good for you financially. It's like saying 7 ways stuffing this 1,000-calorie pizza in your face is good for your weight loss. And they actually changed the headline of this article. Now it says, wait, hold on. Huh. I thought they changed it, but seems like they changed it back. Yeah, I thought they changed the... So yes, they are trying to gaslight the absolute crap out of you. Oh God, they got so roasted over it too. Like, it's so great. It's so great. I hate the Washington Post. I hate them with all my loving heart. And last article, here is China. Chinese police service centers. Police service centers surveilling nationals across USA, Europe, and Canada. So this is according to the Post Millennial. I don't know who exactly reported on this first. Was it Jack Posobiec on Real America's Voice? Maybe. Oh, no. The report was published in September by the Spain-based human rights non-governmental organization Safeguard Defenders. Okay. And the report states that 30 Chinese surveillance stations are established in 25 cities across 21 countries at the start of 2022. So probably every country in the West, right? Every country in the West, and probably in America and, what, 2 other countries, they have multiple. So in America, they probably got 1 in LA and 1 in New York, right? So, yeah, nuts, crazy. Secret police stations so they can keep tabs on the Chinese nationals. These Chinese nationals, which are probably a part of the Thousand Talents program, China's giant, the CCP's giant spy program where they're embedding all kinds of scientists and researchers and whatnot at universities and institutes and laboratories all around the world, especially in America. But, right? Perfect sense. Not only are they surveilling Chinese nationals, but they are keeping tabs on their spies. These are basically spy stations, so their spies don't have to or have a way to report their intel back to HQ. They can just report it back to one of the stations in the country, and then at that station, it probably goes back to the homeland. Homeland China. China asshole. So that's big, big CCP news going around right now. And I'm curious how many of these Chinese nationals were directly involved in stealing the 2020 election. Half of them, at least. All right, guys, that's it for this one. Like I said, tomorrow in the Telegram VIP chat, doing a live podcast. So you can subscribe to my Locals account, my Substack account, or JordanSather.tv. If you're subscribed to any of those, let me know. I'll get you the link to the VIP Telegram chat. You can come in, hang out, talk with me throughout the day, and get access to calls and giveaways and all kinds of perks. So that's it for this one, guys. Thanks for watching. I'll see you on Monday for the live stream. I'll be feeling a lot better, and my brain will be worky better. Kind of tough filming this. I keep losing my train of thought. So see you in a couple days, guys. Take care.